From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado schools may soon be forced to allow students to use medical marijuana in a non-smokable form while on school grounds. It's already allowed under state law, but so far no districts have created policies to enable students to take the medicine, and that has left many families frustrated. Penta Berkland has more.
15-year-old Jack Split is a freshman at Wheat Ridge High School near Denver. He has cerebral palsy and is confined to a wheelchair. He says medical marijuana helps him control his severe muscle spasms. Using his eyes to speak through a computerized talker, he told his story to state lawmakers.
With my cannabis medicine, I feel good in my body and my mind. Then I can concentrate on school instead of wondering when the pain will stop because I can't stand the old medicine. It makes me so sleepy I can't think. Makes me a zombie.
But Split School won't let him reapply his cannabis patch while he's on school grounds. Medical marijuana has been legal in some states for 2 decades, but in many places like Colorado, the thorny issues about student use of a drug that is still illegal under federal law is just now being grappled with.
Let's make sure they have the medication that they need and do it in an appropriate way.
Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont is sponsoring House Bill 1373. It would require all school districts, even those without policies, to allow parents or caregivers to administer the drug on school grounds, typically in the nurse's office. Students would not be allowed to take the cannabis tablet or put on the patch themselves, and the marijuana must be in a non-smokable form.
He lost his therapies. He was punished, and he didn't do anything. I'm the one who did the mistake.
That's Jenny Storms. She's referring to her son, who was suspended one day last spring for inadvertently bringing medical marijuana with him to his school near Colorado Springs. He has Dravet syndrome, a condition that produces constant seizures.
If I bring cannabis on school, I risk being arrested, his seizures risk increasing. And since I can't give the cannabis on school grounds, my son has to miss a lot of school.
The Falcon School District is now developing a policy to allow students like Storms to take medical marijuana. If adopted, it would be the first such policy in the state. While lawmakers passed a bill last year making it legal for schools to allow medical marijuana use, so far none have done so. Legislators in both parties, including Democratic Representative Steve Lebsock of Thornton, expressed disappointment.
Our school boards are deciding for the parents and the children between education and their medication? It's unexcusable. Absolutely irresponsible. I'm absolutely appalled.
The Colorado Association of School Board Executives is against the bill.
We do not lack compassion for individuals with disabilities. I've spent the last 20 years of my entire legal career working around issues of providing special education to students with disabilities in public schools.
That's Kathleen Sullivan, chief counsel for the school boards. She says schools fear passing the law could jeopardize federal money that public schools rely on.
There is no way around the fact that federal law still recognizes marijuana as a controlled substance under Schedule 1. Our local boards are afraid to gamble on that federal money without reassurance that they will be protected. Please don't make us do that. We have so much at stake already.
Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer dismissed the possible loss of federal funding and blasted school districts for being what he calls hypocritical by denying medical marijuana to students while receiving other pot money.
Since we have legalized marijuana and we have legalized marijuana tax dollars, schools have been accepting those tax dollars. And I'm always curious as to whether or not the schools are concerned about state-sanctioned money laundering. That's another unknown. But so far, I haven't seen any school districts turn down those dollars for fear of federal sanctions.
Governor John Hickenlooper also weighed in on the issue and says he would personally try to make sure schools lose no federal money.
I will call the Department of Education and ask him, is there any way that you could possibly contemplate taking away funding without warning and at least letting schools figure out their error? That's so hard for me to imagine that that would happen without warning.
It's estimated about 300 students would be helped if the measure passes. While it easily cleared the committee, lawmakers in both parties have questions and concerns. Some want mandated policies. Others say the state shouldn't tell school districts what to do, and there should also be an opt-out for schools that don't have students who need medical marijuana. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.